The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org. Good evening. Good evening. A really warm welcome. Really warm welcome. I'm hoping you can hear me now, right? Let's see here. I think I have all the buttons going in the right direction. So, okay, good. Thank you. Getting a little that the sound is okay. Thank you. So settling into this moment for a little bit of a guided meditation. And just feeling into what it feels like at this moment. That is, what are the bodily sensations? What are the sounds? Can we just notice them? Not so much thinking about them, but feeling them, being with the sensations. As we're feeling the sensations in the body, of course, we'll notice the pressure against the body wherever we're sitting, on the buttocks, the top of the legs, or the top portion of the legs. Perhaps the feet. And the movements associated with breathing. The expansion and contraction. That is part of the body breathing. We're just noticing the sensations, like from the inside. Not so much thinking, philosophizing, or anything like this, but just being with the experience of breathing. Maybe we feel it in the chest or the abdomen, or maybe the feeling of air going in and out of the nose. Feeling the rhythm of the breath. We don't have to control it. We're just noticing. Can you notice the difference between really being with the experience, feeling, sensing, whatever is arising, as opposed to more thinking about the breath, thinking about whatever's arising? Can you notice the difference between the sensations and the thinking about whatever the sensations are? And whether it's a sensation that we find pleasant or unpleasant or neutral, can we just notice it feels like this? This is the experience. And as best we can, not getting tangled up with the experience. nothing in particular needs to be happening. We're just being with our experience, and perhaps primarily with the experience of breathing, feeling the contraction and expansion, the stretching, tautness, and the ease. So this practice is about being with our experience. Mindfulness is imagining being present for what's happening, as opposed to lost in thought, story making, fantasies, memories. It seems straightforward. Turns out not to be so easy to stay with our experience. But doing this allows us to be present with what actually is, to be in accordance with what's actually happening, with the reality of the moment. And in this way, we can respond in a way that's supportive and appropriate, hopefully, with what's actually happening, so that our practice can be a support for ourselves, and not only ourselves, but for others. Sometimes maybe our just being present for what actually is and not spinning out can be a tremendous benefit for others who are maybe spinning out into stories or blaming or memories or whatever it might be. So just to simply be with what is. It's a benefit for ourselves and for others. In this way, our practice can ripple out and may it be for the benefit of all beings everywhere.